Hi everyone, I'm Ashley.
And I'm Alexa.
So today, Alexa is going to be interviewing me on the topic of productivity based on my presentation this past semester.
So Ashley, my first question for you is, how do you keep yourself organized?
So I've always been a very neat and organized person. I'm very detail oriented. I've always been looked at as like the OCD member of my family. I keep myself organized by keeping a planner for every little thing I have due or like going on in my life. This includes everything from like homework assignments and like tests and exams I have coming up to like family members' birthdays and events held by my sorority at JMU. And I find satisfaction in crossing off things I have completed. So this is like a great way for me to stay organized.
All right, cool. So my next question for you is, what does a typical day look like for you? How do you decide what to do first?
I'm definitely one who likes my sleep. I often sleep in, so I don't find myself waking up too early unless it's absolutely necessary. But I then try to have a little caffeine to start my day. Sometimes this is hard to find given that I'm like not a huge fan of coffee. So I usually resort to like teas or Celsius. And then I usually go to the gym to start my day because I can get it over with and I don't have to worry about finding the time to go later in the day as the day goes on. And I've been lucky with like midday to like later classes in general throughout my sophomore year. So then I'll go to class and like go to the libraries or Cobb in between my classes to get some homework done. And like for meals, I usually eat with my friends, or if I'm kind of more in a hurry, I'll just like get something on the go.
Cool. What time of day do you find yourself most productive?
I'm definitely a night owl. I have been my whole life. My thought process is like, you can always stay up as late as you need to get stuff done, but if you save stuff to do for the morning, you're more of like in a time crunch before classes and other things that you have to do that day. So besides me like naturally being more awake and like in the zone at night, I really just don't feel as stressed when working too. So this is kind of like also a plus. And with this approach, I also know I'm going to bed straight after I get my work done. So this is also like an incentive to get my work done. Also, if I'm not doing something productive at night or just like have nothing to do in general, I'm either like watching movies or like just having chill time. So when I do have things to do, I make sure I do them at night. And I might as well do them at night and grind them out because I know I like to sleep in the morning. So I try to knock those out before I wake up the next day.
Yeah, that makes sense. What is the biggest time waster in your life right now?
Right now, I would say my phone wastes a lot of my time. I think it's necessary to have chill time with or without your phone. But I try to tell myself that it doesn't always have to involve your phone, although this is easier said than done. I find myself on my phone way more than I should, and it's hard to find a balance between enough time on your phone and kind of more of an excessive amount of time, especially when you're taking a bunch of smaller breaks throughout the day, which sometimes I do, and then it begins to add up.
Yeah. How does creativity play into productivity?
I believe everyone can add their creative twist on productivity because it's up to you to figure out like when, where, and how you're most productive. Everyone has a different preference on the type of environment they like to work in, what time of day they get the most done, and how they like to stay organized. So everyone's productive state is unique to them.
Yeah, definitely. Well, I really enjoyed this. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you for interviewing me.